Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Velvet Was the Night by Silvia Marino Garcia, published by Joe Fletcher Books in 2021. Today's book is about political unrest in the 1970s in Mexico City, a missing girl, and comics. It's 1971, and students are violently protesting against the Echeva government. In retaliation, the government has drafted a group of thugs to attack the students, a group known as the Hawks. Mate is a secretary who prefers romantic comics to current events. She's single, lonely, and unfulfilled, but fills her life with daydreams, reading, and her record collection. One day, her pretty art student neighbour, Leonora, asks her to feed her cat while she's away. Mate also likes to snoop, so she's happy to have a chance to search through Leonora's flat. Elvis is a member of the Hawks, a street kid who craves a comfortable life and wants to better himself. He idolises his boss, a man with class he only knows as El Mago. When Leonora doesn't return, Mate is left with her cat. She eventually gets a call from her neighbour, who asks Mate to meet her in a printing shop, but when Leonora doesn't appear, at the shop Mate meets Ruben, Leonora's ex, and together they start looking for her. But Mate and Ruben aren't the only ones looking for Leonora. Soon Elvis and his crew are brought in to find her as well. But what does Leonora have which is so important, and who will find her first? Velvet Was the Night is an entertaining noir set in a time and place which was new and fresh for me. Mexico City of the 1970s is filled with corruption, political turmoil and oppression, as different interests, both local and foreign, try to seize power to influence the country. But the political wrangling is only the backdrop to the story. The real highlight for me in Velvet Was the Night is the rich and intriguing characters. Mate is frustrated and disappointed with herself and her life. Having just turned 30, she craves love and adventure, finding it in words and music and secretly poking her nose into other people's homes. Her boring world is turned upside down as she gets drawn into Leonora's life of student radicals, journalists, and attractive antiques dealers, of violence, distrust, and confusion. Similarly, Elvis is sick of his thuggish life, and when tailing Mate, he becomes fascinated by her, especially after breaking into her apartment and going through her impressive record collection. He's estranged from his own family and mourns the loss of his only friend from the Hawk crew, a man who disappeared after an injury. They're all given code names, so he doesn't even know his friend's real name. Now, ordinarily, I'm not a fan of romance storylines. I'm sorry, they don't really interest me. Unless I get drawn into the characters. And with Velvet Was the Night, I was so enamoured with Mate and also Elvis that I was anxiously awaiting what would happen for them both. But it's not all love. There's also violence, death, betrayal, and many twists and turns, as well as a list of songs at the end of the book. So if you like political history, music, intrigue, missing students, danger, and curious secretaries, you might like Velvet Was the Night by Silvia Moreno Garcia. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.